Well, hello again. Welcome back to another episode of the New Hampshire Job Corps Show. Once again, I am John Miller, your host, and I'm joined here by three of our licensed nursing assistant students, our LNA students. Why doesn't everyone take a minute to introduce yourselves?
Abigail Bradstreet.
Destiny Fredette.
And I'm Savannah Hartman.
All right, excellent. So let's start off by answering the question, what is an LNA?
An LNA is a licensed nursing assistant. They work under the nurses, and they help people of any age in most facilities with things like dressing and eating and using the bathroom, just activities of daily living.
Okay. So what does it mean to be an LNA student at Job Corps? What are you learning in the classroom?
We're learning how to move the people from beds to wheelchairs and how to help them through their the daily livings.
Okay. And what sort of technical expertise does a licensed nursing assistant need in their job? Do you handle medications or anything like that?
LNAs usually don't handle medications unless certain facilities allow us to, and then we have to take an extra course, but we don't learn any of that at Job Corps.
Okay. All right. No, that's good to know. So what kind of certifications do you come out of the LNA program with?
Well, the things that everybody usually comes out with are things like Heart Saver, First Aid.
Bloodborne Pathogens.
That's one. CPR and Healthcare Provider CPR. The HIPAA certification and ServSafe Food Handler.
Okay. And those certifications give you a real leg up on when looking for a job, searching in the job market. And when you complete the LNA program, you sit for a test, is that right? And that gets you licensed as a nurse?
That's right.
Or nursing assistant, sorry. And that's good for anywhere in the state of New Hampshire, right?
Correct.
Good, good. So anyone that's listening that wants to learn more about our program, you can call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. So let's walk our listeners through what it's like to come to the program. The three of you came to Job Corps. You showed interest in the program. But what's it like when you first arrive on center? What are the steps you go through to acclimate to life at Job Corps?
Well, it was really scary for showing up. You know, you walk in and you check in at the Welcome Center where they search you and they give you a visitor sticker, and then you are taken up by a member of the hotel and lodging trade, and you go and you sit in a classroom with your family for a couple of hours, and they kind of tell you what to expect. And then after that, you know, they have your family go home, and you're in this new place with a bunch of people that you don't know, and it's just really scary, but they really talk you through all of it and what to expect and where to go.
Okay. So you're definitely glad you came to Job Corps.
Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. So the first few weeks on center, we call that CPP, the career preparation period. So what happens during those first few weeks?
During the first few weeks, it's a lot of signing papers, obviously, getting to know the rules and where everything is and what your schedule is going to look like. So some people come in and they need things like high school diploma or a high set, and some people don't. So we come in and we take, within the first couple of days, what they call the TABE test, the Test of Adult Basic Education, for math and reading. And depending on your scores for those, you'll either be put full trade or you'll be put into academic classes.
Sure. So it might be good also to back up a little bit and just discuss the programs that are offered at Job Corps. So we have our training, our trades, our technical trades. And what are the nine trades that we offer?
Electrical, facility maintenance, culinary, security, licensed nursing assistant, medical office assistant, certified medical assistant.
Did we say culinary? Yes. Hotel and lodging.
Yep. And I think advanced manufacturing was the last one. Yes. So those are the nine programs that we offer, but we also have academic programs. And what programs do we offer in our academic department?
So we have different levels depending on where you are for math and reading. And for those who come in not speaking English or speaking very little English, they'll put you in a class to help you learn English as a second language.
Yep, that's right. We have ELL classes, which are a great resource for students that don't yet speak English or don't speak conversationally yet. We're more than happy to help those students. So what sort of high school credentials do we offer for students that come in that don't have their high school diploma, which is not a requirement of the program? We accept students that both have their high school diplomas and do not have their high school diplomas. Do you guys know about those programs? So we offer the HiSET credential, and we have an online diploma through Penn Foster as well. Both are fairly rigorous programs, but they are high school credentials that are completely necessary for today's workforce. So let's go back and talk about your trade a little bit more. How many students are currently in your trade with you right now?
Currently we have about 9 students.
Okay.
And I think about 5 or 6 of us are full-time.
Okay. So there's openings for more.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We can take about 30 students.
Wow. So if anyone is listening to this that might be interested in a wonderful way to become a licensed nursing assistant for free, as long as you meet the program's criteria, which are 16 to 24, 16 to 24-year-olds that meet the income requirements as well, please call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. So the LNA program has not been there the entire time the program's been open, correct? It's fairly new.
Right. Yeah. We just opened the trade in November. I think it was November 1st.
Okay. So there's definitely room for expansion for more students, which is wonderful for anyone listening that is interested in these opportunities. And how much do the services at Job Corps cost our students?
It costs absolutely nothing for students.
That's
for
right.
low-income families. They say in CPP week, I think one, that each student that they take in is approximately $30,000.
Yep, that our program is spending on the students for
Correct.
Their training. Excellent. So, Destiny, you mentioned before the show that you have a nice plan laid out for what you want to do. Would you mind talking about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, there's always the option for those who have been on good behavior and who've had good grades and gone through the trades in the recommended amount of time to take another trade that's related. So I'm planning on also taking the certified medical assistant. And then after that, I'm going to look at a hospital setting, preferably maternity or pediatric. And on the days off that I have through their tuition reimbursement, I'm going to be going to school for my registered nurse.
Excellent. Well, that's quite a plan. Do you have any hospitals in mind that you might be interested in working in?
I have a few. I mean, I've looked at Dartmouth Hitchcock Teaching Hospital in Lebanon. They look really good. And St. Joseph's Hospital in Nashua, which I'm familiar with.
Okay. And have you been to any of those facilities? Has Job Corps brought you to any employers to see their programs?
I have been with Job Corps to Dartmouth Hitchcock, yes.
Excellent. That's wonderful. The Job Corps, the New Hampshire Job Corps has a wonderful relationship with Dartmouth Hitchcock, so I'm glad that you've been able to take advantage of that, or that you will have the opportunity to take advantage of that. So now, why don't the three of you walk us through a typical day at Job Corps for someone that's listening that might be interested in what their day is going to look like while they're at Job Corps. So you wake up around what time in the morning?
6:30.
Okay. And then where do you go after that?
Breakfast.
Okay. And then you're in your trade for most of the day.
Yes, with a lunch break at 11 or 12.
Okay. And what are the training hours?
Training hours are between 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m.
Okay. So then after the training day, because our program is a residential program, we also do accept non-residential students that live in the greater Manchester area. So if there's anyone listening that is interested in the program but doesn't want to live there, that's fine. We can accommodate that as long as you live in the area. But for students that do live on center, what do you do after the training day ends?
Hang out outside or hang out in the rec?
Yeah, we have a really nice rec hall. They do trips out to the mall.
Walmart, too.
Walmart. They have laser tag. And they do some really cool stuff. They have outdoor things like hiking for when the weather warms up.
Sure.
So,
I think there's a hiking trip for tomorrow, too.
I haven't heard about that.
Excellent. So in addition to the we call it leisure time, after the training day, there's opportunities for employment as well while at Job Corps. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah.
So what kind of things can you do in your leisure time if you want to work?
There are some places in the area, like the mall is usually hiring, Mall of New Hampshire, the Walmart in the area, and as well as some of the fast food places.
Sure. So the center will transport students to and from those work areas, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful.
If it's on the route, absolutely.
Sure. So that's a great opportunity for students to save up some money while they're in the program, since it's free. And if you're living on center, then you have a place to live. You have we feed you in our cafeteria. So it's a great opportunity for people to save up some money for when they leave the program to jumpstart the next portion of their life.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's see here. If anyone's interested in learning more about the program, if you're listening and you're interested in learning more, you can call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. So Anna, you've been kind of quiet over there. Let's hear from you. What attracted you to the program? What attracted you to Job Corps?
I just moved to Manchester this summer, and okay. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. So at first, I started high school in Manchester at Central High, but it just wasn't the right fit for me. So I wanted to see what other opportunities Manchester had, and I heard about Job Corps, so I looked into it, and I went for a tour because they do tours, and yeah. I saw all the great opportunities they had there, so I signed up and I went to Job Corps.
And was that a good decision, do you think?
Yes, I would definitely never choose anything else. I have definitely blossomed at Job Corps.
Good. Well, we're glad that we've been able to help. So that's right, tours. So we do offer tours every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. So if anyone's interested in joining us for one of our tours and learning more about our program, again, I'd urge you to call 603-621-9555. So let's talk now about what happens when you finish the program. So as you're approaching the end of your program, you enter what we call a period called Grad 90, when you have about 90 days left in the program. And what do the three of you know what happens in that phase?
I know you go to One Stop to do a job search.
Yep, and we have staff, career transition staff, that help with finding employment in your field or going to college if you want to do that. So that's a good support that we offer to our students. And then after graduation, do any of you know how long we continue to offer support to our graduates?
18 months.
That's right. So there's a period of time after after you leave our program that we continue to give you support. So if the job you find right after Job Corps doesn't work out for whatever reason, then we'll help you find a new job. We also point our students in the right direction toward housing and transportation as well. So again, a real great opportunity for anyone that's interested. And again, all these services cost our students how much?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's all free. That's right.
Towards the end of your experience at Job Corps, we usually have a period called like MAC 12 when they try to help you either get into the military, an advanced trade college, or find a job training match that pays $12 or more. And they, whatever you're looking to do, they'll help you do that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we ask our students from the very beginning, what do you want to do? And we try and make that happen. So you mentioned advanced training. So what is that? What is advanced trade?
Well, when you first get there, you pick a trade like LNA or any of the other nine that we have. And after you do your initial trade, you can take another one that's like related to your original trade. Like Destiny said she wanted to do CMA after she gets her LNA, and they would consider that an advanced trade, right?
I think so. I think they might consider that a second trade, but there are trades at other centers that are considered like advanced LNA.
Yeah, going from office managing to secure to the cybersecurity.
Yep, yeah, so here in New Hampshire, we have five advanced trades that we've partnered with area colleges, Manchester Community College, Nashua Community College, and St. Joseph's School of Nursing in Nashua to offer our students advanced trades. We have cybersecurity, which Abigail mentioned. We have a restaurant and hotel management trade. We have a registered nursing program through St. Joseph's School of Nursing. And then we have for manufacturing, we have computer-aided design, a CAD program, and we have a robotics program as well. And those are, depending on how the student wants to go about it, they are either certification, college-level certification courses, or associate's degree courses, which Job Corps pays for students that qualify. It's a wonderful opportunity. So again, I just want to say, if you're interested in learning more, please call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. So does anyone have anything else they'd like to add about the program?
I think it's important to note that during that Grad 90 period, they do more than just help you find a job training match or go into the military. They also do things like fix your resume and help you find an apartment or somewhere to live afterward, and sometimes they'll help you get a car. They'll help you not just with the trade portion of life after Job Corps, but they'll help you really get set up for the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, another thing that Job Corps helps you with is getting your license as well.
Right.
Oh yes, of course, yeah, we offer driver's ed to our students as well, which is critical here in New Hampshire where transportation can be a challenge. Excellent. Well, once again, I just want to thank everyone for listening, and I want to thank our guests today for joining me on the New Hampshire Job Corps show. So again, I just want to close with giving you that information again on how to contact us if you're interested in learning more. 603-621-9555 or newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. Thanks, and we'll see you again next month.